Everybody, Andy here again. Well, it's been a long time since I booed, or it certainly seems that way anyway. But I've been pretty busy. Lots of things going on. I'm in the process of trying to help to organise a couple of events and put together a local band CD and everything. And so that's meant lots of emails, lots of phone calls, organising and that type of thing, but also meetings as well. And yesterday was a case in point where I had two very separate meetings, and that's what I wanted to talk about, because I've always quite enjoyed meetings, and that actually sounds quite weird, because yes, I, like anybody else, has been in any sort of management position or any type of office-based work, I suppose. You're always having those meetings, and yes, sometimes meetings just seem to be held just for something to do, if you know what I mean. And I've certainly been in meetings as well that have been very, very boring. I've also been in meetings which have been done for no real reason. They're just like talking shops rather than anything getting done. But I suppose it depends on the nature of what you're doing, what you're working on, or like myself at the moment, what I'm involved with. The two meetings that I had yesterday were actually quite enjoyable, but even some of the work ones that I had before, I found enjoyable as well, for a variety of reasons. For me, anyway, and obviously this might be different for other people, and I suspect it probably is that a lot of the time when I had meetings at work, yes, they were sometimes the same colleagues all the time, but quite often there were different people in the room as well. You had meetings with different departments of the organisation or whatever it was. And they were an opportunity to meet other people. I suppose some people would class that as networking. That isn't the way that I looked at it particularly. It was to meet other people who might have more interesting points of view, different take on things. And also I find meetings are a way of actually expressing your opinion. I've always been of the opinion that if you've got nothing to say, you say nothing. But if you have got something to say, it is a way of actually getting your point across. And like with lots of these things, if you actually get involved in something, it's one of the reasons that I like to be involved with things that I care about. If you are involved, if you are in those meetings, you have an opportunity, a chance to actually formulate and change the way that that organisation, that event or whatever it might be, goes. You can change the direction of it by your input. You can't do that from the outside. You can only do that from the inside. Yes, you have to get involved. Yes, you have to stand up to be counted, I suppose, and put in the time and the effort and that. But the two meetings that I had yesterday, one was actually with a guy who's relatively well known over here. He's a comedy actor. He appears on the TV. He's done, you know, movies. He was in the recent sort of St. Trinian's remake, and he's had connections with Hastings himself, and he was down here doing a gig, but he's also offered to sort of compare and be involved with the event that myself and my colleague are putting together. So we had a meeting with him yesterday, so that is something that's a bit more enjoyable. Yes, I had met him before and thankfully he remembered me, which is always quite nice to know, and it was very easy and had got a lot done, etc. as well. We chatted through things, how we wanted the event to go, etc., and thankfully all of our ideas were going along the same sort of route, so there's no problems there. And then the meeting that I had yesterday evening was to do with the Hastings Rock, the radio station that I'm involved with. And once again, it's quite good just to have sort of 9-10 people around the table, which might seem quite a lot for some meetings, and for some meetings it certainly is, because it becomes a talking shop and everybody gets in the way. But I'm the chairman of that, and you know, generally it's fairly well behaved and we keep everybody going in the right direction, because I think the nature of these meetings is that people want to be there. They're doing it for something that they enjoy, and maybe that's the difference between sometimes being at work. I totally understand that some work meetings are mind-numbing, and as I said, I've been in there. But I am maybe one of that minority. I actually quite enjoy meetings because they can expand you a little bit. You can learn things out of it. You can put your input in as well, providing you're prepared to stand up to do it, I suppose. And also it's an opportunity to meet different people. I had that sort of both sides of that yesterday, meeting new people, getting to know new people, but also interacting with people that I know and putting our thoughts, etc., out there as well. So there you go. Maybe that's an unusual point, but love to hear what anybody else thinks about meetings. Good experiences, bad experiences. I know we've all had them somewhere. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.